The Hallmarkies podcast. Today we are talking about the 4th of July. So I am hosting today, Amy, and we also have with us
Lisa. Hi, guys.
Yes, so the lovely Lisa. And the reason that the two of us are doing this 4th of July podcast together this year is because we both know the pain of having a birthday that is close to the 4th of July. So, Lisa, what is your birthday?
I am on July 5th.
And I am on July 4th.
And yes.
Holiday birthdays can be hard.
They're terrible.
Yeah. So do you want to share a little bit of your pain, Lisa?
Let's just say in my whole life, I've had two birthday parties. Maybe. One when I was younger and one when I turned 30. They got people together. But yeah, because no one's in town.
I same thing. I invited this year because my birthday's on 4th of July. I invited probably like literally 20 people. And my mom was like, well, how many do I need to cook for? And I'm like, probably like three.
Right.
So right now I'm on two, and one of them's only because she's flying in for VidCon the day of. So otherwise she wouldn't be here either. So, you know. Yeah. And that's pretty much been the same my whole life. I've never had birthdays on my birthday. Normally, like, we do it in, like, November because that's when people have time.
Right.
Like, is when we'll have birthday parties.
It's always family because family gets together for 4th of July if they do get together. Otherwise, it's no friends. The one birthday party I had when I was younger, it was 6th grade summer, like, going into 6th grade during the summer. And it was my poor mom, I love her. She really tried. But she picked the most random hodgepodge of people that I knew early on in elementary school. And one girl I might have hung out with. So it was like four girls that showed up, and we all knew each other, but none of us hung out together. And it was such a random. It was so awkward and yet so fun. So that was my one friend birthday party I had. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never had like a friend birthday party, I guess, on the 4th of July. Not as a kid, at least. Now that, you know, I'm over 18 and everything, now more people are, like, willing to come because they, like, are willing to bail on their family, which I feel bad about still, but I'm still, like, but you never came when I was a kid. So, but, yeah. But, I mean, my grandma and grandpa always came over on my birthday because we always spent the 4th of July together, so that's always been good.
Yeah. You know, and I feel bad because I'm like, I know you have 4th of July plans. I get it.
Yeah.
And then I think it could be worse. It could be Christmas.
Oh, I know. Oh my gosh. I can only imagine Christmas.
So I'm like, okay, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
Well, my cousin is the 27th of December. My dad is the 28th. And my aunt on the other side of the family is the 29th.
Wow.
So, normally we always celebrate my dad's birthday on Christmas with the, like, extended family. My aunt's birthday, we always celebrate, like, we get my dad's side of the family together in early January and celebrate all those birthdays because I also have an uncle who's, like, the first week of January, so they're all, like, right on top of each other, those siblings. And then, you know, for my cousin's birthday, she'd always want us to come over on her actual birthday, and I'm like, if my birthday was July 3rd, I'd just wait till July 4th. Like, yeah. it's like, and that's such a busy time of year, like Christmas, and then like at this part of the summer that I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
So, yeah. And then, you know, my little brother's birthday is June 20th, which is sometimes Father's Day, sometimes not. So we just always celebrate it on Father's Day.
That's my husband. He's June 22nd, which is sometimes right around Father's. So I'm always like, here's one big gift.
Yeah. Like, okay. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of all over. Holiday birthdays sometimes are just really hard. Yeah. But today we're going to be talking Hallmark. Yes, we are. Okay. We're going to keep the complaining to a minimum. so we just got it out in the beginning. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about the 4th of July movie that came out this year, which is Sister of the Bride. Then we're going to be talking about one of the older 4th of July movies, When Sparks Fly. And then we're going to be pitching some of our ideas because we had a lot of 4th of July ideas because we think Hallmark neglects the 4th of July.
Agreed.
They've got stuff for every other holiday minus Easter. This was the first year they did Easter. But, like, every other holiday gets something. And 4th of July, You know, they wait 5 years in between making a 4th of July movie.
Right.
So, all right. So let's start off with Sister of the Bride. So, Lisa, what did you think of the most recent Hallmark weddings movie?
Okay. So I'm going to go with a positive sandwich here.
Okay.
Positive. I loved the lead couple. They were cute as a button. Becca Tobin, I just want to put her in my pocket. I'm going to go ahead and say that it was a touch, it was a lot of wedding planning. It was too much wedding planning for a wedding that wasn't even hers.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, I just was so not interested in that at all. And then I'll finish the sandwich with another positive that... I don't know what else to say. I liked the wedding there.
The wedding was nice. I think it was a little odd why in the first place her older sister, that couple, was getting married. Yeah. It just seemed kind of off to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, 4 weeks, and, like, you don't know if your family can get here. And the 4th of July, like, if you don't plan in advance, people aren't going to be able to come, especially because it's summer and, like, there's camps going on and all that other stuff. So, like, most likely a lot of the kids, you know, aren't going to be able to come, which means their parents aren't probably going to be coming. And, like, if most of his family couldn't come anyways, like, it just didn't seem... right.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I get wanting to do it at their beach house, which, okay, at the beginning when she was talking about the beach house, I was like, well, this is going to be fun. And then they show up and it's like this amazing, like, resort style, I don't know, 20,000 foot home, 20,000 square foot home. And I'm just like, this isn't a beach house. This is the crazy
It's Palm Springs.
Home. Sorry, not beach house. I'm sorry. They kept calling it the vacation home.
Yeah. So, Palm Springs is like that. It's just, like, big houses with pools, and it's, like, 120 degrees in the summer.
Yeah, it's just like, why? Okay, you just want to get married in the backyard? Like, I guess. I don't know. But I was kind of confused about a lot of them. Choices.
I mean, I want to get married in my backyard, but I live here year round, and it also does not get to be 120 degrees. So, I feel like that wedding, literally, the 4th of July in Palm Springs is so hot, everyone would be dying.
Yeah, I didn't understand the tie-in. Like, it makes sense because of the holiday, but, like, and we'll get to talk about this later, but in When Sparks Fly, it's, like, from the very beginning, you know that one character is super into 4th of July, so it makes sense, but it was kind of random. Like, we both really want, you know, both of our dream weddings are 4th of July, and I was like, what? Why? Like, yeah. it's such a random dream time to have a wedding. I don't know.
I know. It's just, I mean, I would enjoy it because it's my birthday.
Right.
Maybe, and then I'd have an excuse for people to come to my birthday. I'll be like, well, I'm also getting married, so, like, two birds, one stone, okay?
So you have to come.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I did really enjoy it. I loved the couple. I love that it was 4th of July theme, because we need more 4th of July. But honestly, would it kill Hallmark to end June weddings, like, a week earlier and just do, like, a full-on 4th of July movie?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it would kill them. You know, I mean, they have all these seasons, all right? Why don't they just start summer? Is Summer Nights coming up next? Yes, I think.
I hope so. I think so.
Yeah, so why can't they just do it as Summer Nights? And you know what? 4th of July next year is on a Friday. Unless it's a leap year, then it's on a Saturday.
Right. Well, and that makes sense. Well, fireworks are at night in the summer, Summer Nights.
Exactly. And that would be the best kickoff to Summer Nights. But, you know, we'll talk about that more in our pitches.
And you don't work for Hallmark, I suppose.
I'm trying. I tried. I applied. I didn't get the job. Anyway, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the podcast, but whatever.
That's
all right. It's okay. I didn't say any details, so it's fine. All right. So let's compare this movie. Or do you have anything else to say about Sister of the Bride first?
Okay. I have a couple of things very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some issues with the movie. First of all, at the very beginning, it really bothered me that he proposed during her job. She was at work.
Working
and made her come. I mean, I know it's supposed to be really romantic, but the whole time I kept thinking, she has students. They're in a time period. Like, there's a time frame here. You couldn't wait until class was over and she was walking out and surprise her. But that was her job that she's trying to get tenure for. And so people are looking at her probably a lot more strict because they want to make sure she's a good fit, you know, for tenure. Yeah. And then he just shows up and he's like, yeah.
Let's come here. I think it was the last class and it was 5 minutes before class was over.
Okay. Then I'll give you that.
That's what I'm thinking, and that's what I'm hoping it was. I'm hoping it wasn't, like, the fourth to last class, and it was 20 minutes in or something.
Like, oh, you know what I did like, though? Okay, so there were a couple parts that I liked, and I did like the woman at the dress shop. I don't even remember Becca Tobin's character's name, and I'm sorry. I should have written it down.
I don't know either. I can Google it.
When she shows up to pick up her sister's dress, and she starts talking about her anthropology stuff, and the woman just stares at her like, what? And then she's like, oh, I'm an anthropology professor. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes more sense. I was like, okay, I want to be your friend. Her and the photographer who called them out there, he said, this is all very weird.
Like, yeah.
Normally I'd say no because this is weird, but okay, fine. And I thought, those two, I want to see a movie about those two.
Yeah.
Funny.
So her name was Stephanie in the movie.
Stephanie, that's right, Stephanie.
So, and then the sister was Tracy.
Tracy.
Yes. I agree with you completely.
Okay.
I think the funniest part, though, was when they, like, I loved when they crashed the party to get the photographer. I think that was funny.
Yeah, he was hilarious. Just, oh, you're... Well, this is the first time I've ever had somebody stalk me for a job. Weird.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought that was pretty funny. But overall, it was kind of meh for me.
I liked it. I really liked it. I think I'd watch it again. I kind of want it on DVD. But that might just be my knowing that there's a lack of 4th of July movies out there. I might not have actually enjoyed it as much, you know?
Right.
It might be my brain just like messing with me. I don't know.
You just got all the 4th of July stuff and just made it a June wedding movie.
I know, right?
Yeah. It might not be as appealing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right. So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the... get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
The historical, it was 2014. We'll call it historical. 4th of July movie that is crazy, that was a Hallmark movie in 2014, was When Sparks Fly, featuring the one, the only, I don't know what her title technically is, but I think she's a princess, Meghan Markle.
Yes, I think she's, maybe she's a duchess. Anyways, yeah. Yes, Meghan Markle, who I was obsessed with before she married into royalty. I just think she's amazing and I love her. And I love both of her Hallmark movies. And
yeah,
this one always gets me.
This one I just find like it's so funny.
Like, it's hilarious. It's so quirky. It's so random.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it works. I don't know why it works. I mean, the whole premise of her parents are fireworks people. What?
Really? Is that a job? Like, do you do that? Like, no. I would think that would have to be, like, a large-scale operation. Like, you sell fireworks to, like, huge companies type thing, not like a small, like, oh yeah, we're going to do a small little festival type thing.
I just thought it was, and then the, her friend, her best friend who ends up being the engaged one, she cracks me up so much. She played it to perfection and I wish I could see her in more things because she was amazing.
She was hilarious.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. And what I think is funny about this movie is Meghan Markle plays Amy.
Oh,
and
nice.
The best friend plays Sammy, and my best friend's name is Sammy.
Stop. Are you serious?
Yes. So this movie is like so funny. I haven't played it yet for Sammy, but I think on the 4th of July this year, she's coming. I think I'm going to make them all watch it. All my friends.
They will love it. Okay. This is a good intro. If your friends really aren't into Hallmark, this is a good one to start them on because it's not overly like, I don't know. I think the love story is balanced in pretty well. And it's just, I find the whole thing so funny. Her wedding planning is just hilarious.
Like, doesn't her dress end up being red?
Like, her dress has an American flag sewn into it. Which,
like, how much more patriotic can you get? Literally.
Yeah. And she's at the cake. They're at the cake tasting. It's her and the groom, which is... Amy's ex-boyfriend, Hank, and they all like something different, but then she's like, oh no, white chocolate. And he's like, red velvet. She's like, no, you want white chocolate. And he's like, yeah, I actually want white chocolate.
It's
hilarious.
Oh my gosh. I think they did a good job too in this movie of not making like her the like other woman, I guess.
Yeah, those storylines kind of give me the heebie-jeebies, just the emotional, like, infidelity almost, where you're cheating on somebody at an emotional level. Like, they're both involved in other people, and they're hanging out, and it's a very fine line you have to walk, where you have to, like, reconnect these two that had a past without making it seem like they're total jerks to their current partner.
Yeah. So, I think they did a good job of that. The 4th of July stuff in this movie is insane. Like, I'm glad, at least in Sister of the Bride, they dialed it back a little bit. quite a bit. Actually, like, they dialed it back, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because this wedding, like, if it would have actually gone through in When Sparks Fly, literally would have looked like a 4th of July festival, not like a wedding.
It would have been awesome, though. To see it all together.
Oh my gosh. When I watch this movie with my mom, she's like, this wedding is gonna look like a retirement party for someone in the military. I'm like, okay.
I thought maybe it was too stripped down in Sister of Bride, but now that I'm starting to think about it, they did go to that festival where they did beat everybody in games, so that was fun. It was all 4th of July themes, and of course the end is, you know, 4th of July themed with the cake and I guess the flowers. So I guess that was a good balance, but I don't know, the more over the top this woman became in When Sparks Fly, and the more, when the guys go to try on their tuxes and their American flag bow ties, and then she's like,
I die.
Matching cummerbuns. And she's being honest, she's like, doesn't it just complete the look? Died laughing, this woman.
Like, it's this wedding is insane. Oh my gosh. The fact that they kept straight faces during some of these scenes.
Because she nailed it. She nailed, like.
I know, yeah.
She nailed that character, and I just, she just made me laugh throughout the entire thing, so. I did like all the extra. I mean, I know it was super over the top, but I actually liked it, because. Like you said, you don't get a lot of 4th of July movies.
Yeah. And I want to say, I might be, but I think this is my favorite Hallmark movie. Like, honestly, When Sparks Fly, I think it is my favorite Hallmark movie.
Really?
Like it's tied with Nine Lives of Christmas and The Sweetest Heart from last year. Those are my top three.
Dang. I should probably not say this part. There's just one character in this movie that is not my favorite, but that's okay. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to ruin it because I really do like this movie and I really enjoy it. Maybe it would be top 10. Top 15.
I think it's my favorite, not only because it's 4th of July, but I just think it's hilarious that literally a princess plays a girl named Amy in a 4th of July movie, and her best friend who's getting married is named Sammy, and that is my best friend's name. And so, like, it just, it like, perfectly connects to my life that it just ended up being my favorite Hallmark movie.
Well, it has to be. It's so hard. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. Do you have any final thoughts about this movie?
About When Sparks Fly?
Yes.
Then I'm going to watch it again. Like, probably. Maybe I'll watch it 4th of July.
Yeah, that's when I'm going to be watching it with my friends. That it'll be fun.
Maybe I'll make my kids watch it, and they'll be like, Mom, seriously? Hallmark? They've gotten into that phase now. Yes, because I pay the bill. So sit down.
See, it started out with my mom watching the Hallmark movies and me being like, all right, we all know they're going to get together. And then I started doing the podcast and watching every single movie. And now my mom at night is like, can we watch anything but Hallmark, please? So, like, the roles reversed.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So let's get into our pitches. I went ahead and posted about this on our patron-only Facebook group, which you guys should go check out. Go check out our patron. See all the lovely benefits, because we have a lot. So I posted over there, and then I posted it on Twitter as well. If anyone had any pitches for future 4th of July movies and what Hallmark could possibly do. So first, I want to ask you, Lisa, how do you think Hallmark could incorporate more 4th of July content? Not necessarily what the movies would be about, but do you think they should keep it in June Brides? Should they make it the beginning of Summer Nights? Should they just make like 2 4th of July movies that are standalone? What do you think?
I think it should be part of Summer Nights because, like I said earlier, when do you watch fireworks in the summer at night? And I think it would be amazing. Or if they really just couldn't squeeze it into that, then a standalone, a nice little in between. Yeah. I don't think it should be a part of June Brides. And I think that they could just incorporate, I mean, you think about all the activities you can do during Christmas. Well, you can kind of a parade. You can do a 4th of July parade. They're all over the place. You know, we saw fireworks shows, you know, festivals like 4th of July festivals. You could do town 4th of July barbecues, like one-off, like one-day carnivals. Like, there's a lot you could do. It's summer.
Yeah. I would like it if they did a 4th of July movie every year to kick off Summer Nights. I think that would be a good Summer Nights kickoff movie, personally. I think, like, it's like, let's kick off summer with some patrioticness.
They love music. They love bringing in music. They have several people rotating in their Hall Star, you know, lineup that sing, you know, with acoustic guitars. They could bring those people in and work them into some sort of concert. I don't know, just something.
And then also, if they wanted to be, because I know Hallmark is starting to show their movies on what, Super Channel in Canada, right?
Yes.
I think, yeah. So if they really wanted to be like vague about where they were and just like make it a red thing, they can celebrate Canada Day, which is today, July 1st, when we're recording this. So they could do it, make it be like kind of vague, like it's Canada Day and 4th of July.
Amy, you're a genius.
Thank you. Yeah, because today I was seeing all these posts. I'm like, what? It's not the 4th of July yet. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's Canada Day.
Canada Day to any of our Canadian listeners.
Yes, happy Canada Day. Which I think it's so funny that it's the 1st and then the 4th is 4th of July. I think that's funny that it's so close together.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to read some of our listeners' responses. So for their suggestions. So first we have Scott, which I think he's been our, like, person of the week for a while now.
Saint Scott, who's amazing, and yes, we adore him.
Yes. So he had two suggestions. So the first one is a period piece set in colonial Williamsburg, and he doesn't know the storyline, but there'd be like some sort of dance and like a drum parade and like a cannonball attack.
Oh, yes.
So did they celebrate the 4th of July yet in Williamsburg? I'm trying to think of timelines here.
Oh, gosh. You know, and I live in this part of the country where basically everything was founded, and you would think that I would know more. I've actually gone to some of the Revolutionary War sites.
See, we didn't learn about that stuff here in California. We learned about, like, the missions and Native Americans and the Gold Rush.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up in Texas, and we had Texas history. And then we had a very brief U.S. history. But then I moved up here, and it's like everywhere you go, there's some sort of monument to something because something big happened here. Like, oh, look, you see this field of green? There was the Battle of what? And you're like, oh, my God, seriously? Yeah. So that's pretty awesome.
I'm trying to find it out. So 1777, I think, was the first 4th of July. Okay, Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg, they think ended in 1780. So it would be really close to the end of Williamsburg.
There you go.
But like a first 4th of July movie in Williamsburg would, I think, be fun.
Like, that would be fun.
That would be fun. All right. Second one is a big 4th of July family reunion, which I love this. Two different family members bring their college roommates and a boy and a girl, and then they find each other and help each other survive family shenanigans.
I love it.
So I like big family reunions. I think that'd be perfect for 4th of July. Everyone's coming home for a week in the summer or whatever. You bring your friend, you bring your other friend, and it could either be that, okay, so like the boy brings his college roommate and then the girl brings her college roommate, and then they end up being like the brother and sister end up falling in love with the other one's college roommate. Or yes, it could be that they brought the college roommates because they think they'll get together.
Oh.
So it's like a setup situation.
Right.
So it's like the brother and sister are like, okay, or we got to get, you know, these two together because we think they'll go good together or whatever.
Right. I love family dramas. Like, even outside of this idea, just in general, like family ensemble, family dramas, I love it all. You give me a family that has a bunch of history and some like intrigue or people like kind of secretly against each other, I'm all in. I love it.
Like just the family drama. And then I want like weird 4th of July traditions. Like,
yes.
We always roast marshmallows over a fire pit that's made out of a laundry machine.
Oh my God.
And that's like a weird thing. People are like, what? And that's what we do. And I feel like that's our weird 4th of July tradition. And then we go watch the Disney fireworks. But like, I want some weird family 4th of July tradition. Like they have like an egg, or like a watermelon toss or like an egg toss or something. Yeah. And the boyfriend gets egg all over him and it's funny. Ha ha. And yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So in my family, it's not terribly unique, but, you know, the black cat fireworks, you know, they're just the little, you know, the little black and white ones, and you just light them and they just crack. So, yes. 4th of July and New Year's Eve, that's what my grandpa used to do, is he used to hang strings of them on the laundry lines outside the, you know, where you hang your clothes to dry. And then at, like, midnight, he would just light them all in a row, and it would just be this massive, loud, crazy firework explosion in the backyard. And then sometimes mariachis would come and play and everybody would just have to listen to it at midnight. It was awesome.
That is crazy.
That's
awesome. I wish we were allowed to do fireworks here, but because of all the, well, I'm sure everyone's heard about California's fire problem. Yeah. Most places you're not allowed to light off fireworks. Actually, I think it's technically illegal even for us to use sparklers. I still get sparklers anyways. Yeah. But, like, fireworks are extremely, and especially since I live near a national forest, it's like, if they see them, they police are knocking at your door.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think it's illegal now in most bigger cities in Texas.
Yeah.
This is when I was a kid, you know, so it's like, everybody just kind of did what they wanted.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I wish we were allowed to set out off our own fireworks, but it is cool to go to Disneyland on the 4th of July and see those fireworks. That's always a fun thing to do. And I'm lucky that I live so close and I'm able to do that.
Yeah.
So, all right. From our follower, Nadia, she wanted to talk about When Sparks Fly. And she said she found it a cute 4th of July movie, but she thinks it was moved to Hallmark Movies Now. I'm not sure if it's on Hallmark Movies Now.
It is.
I have it on DVD, so.
Yeah, it is actually on Hallmark Movies Now, so.
So if you guys want to go watch it, go watch it. All right, and then from our follower, Sabrina, she said she loves Sister the Bride, loves When Sparks Fly, has it on DVD, and she would like more 4th of July movies, maybe not weddings, though, which I think we both kind of agree on.
Agreed.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if the wedding had to be on 4th of July, but, like, maybe, like, an engagement I'd be cool with, maybe, or, like, people getting together, and then maybe if they made, like, a series of 4th of July movies, then there being a wedding eventually, yes. Sure. But it's just starting out with a wedding, like, I don't know a ton of people who want to get married on the 4th of July.
No, I don't know about the wedding. Now, this is part of my pitch idea for my own 4th of July movie, which we can get to later. But yeah, I don't know about the actual getting married on 4th of July, but getting engaged or celebrating something at the same time. I'm into it.
I would love a 4th of July baby movie also. Just being so I don't feel so alone. No, I'm kidding. All right, so then Rachel responded, our fearless leader Rachel responded and said she'd like Kiss at Pine Lake 2 with a redemption story of Brendan Elliott's character who hates trees. That was a funny movie. I'm not sure if that was 4th of July themed originally, Kiss at Pine Lake. Have you ever seen that movie?
I have not.
So, if I remember correctly, just Brendan Elliott played the wrong guy, and he was like, I think they were at a camp, Kiss at Pine Lake. Yeah, it was a camp, I think. And I think the main character was the guy who played Matt Camden on Seventh Heaven.
Barry Watson.
Yeah, so, and then, but, like, Brendan Elliott had this quote that I thought, like, I always remember it because he, like, says he hates trees. Oh. And he doesn't want to go to camp with his girlfriend. So if they did a sequel to it, I think that'd be fun. I'm not sure how old that movie is, though. I think it's, like,
look it up.
2012, I think. Oh, it might be a little too far back.
It's on Hallmark Movies now. I am totally watching it.
Yeah, it's a 2012, and yes, it has Barry Watson in it. Yeah, we watched it last summer for, like, our 4th of July recap. We were just trying to find summer movies that kind of went with 4th of July. So I think it'd be cute if they did a sequel. It might be a little too late because it was 7 years ago that they made this movie.
Right.
But, yeah, that would be a cute sequel. I just want to see Brennan, you know, hating trees. So then we got a response from Dan Rainey. He's one of the producers on the movie. And he said, I love making Sister of the Bride, and I'm very glad people seem to really enjoy it. I think the 4th of July movies are a lot of fun, and I'm surprised there are not more of them. So thank you for the response, Dan. And we agree. We need more 4th of July movies.
Agreed.
Dan, you should get on that. It's literally your job. Yeah. All right. So that is what we got as responses from some of our listeners. But let's see. What do we want to see? So I want to hear yours first, Lisa. What do you want?
Mine is, of course, this isn't a fully fleshed out idea, but basically it follows the story of a young woman who her whole life has never had a 4th of July birthday party because she was born on the 4th of July and everybody's always out of town. So she can never really count on anybody to be there. So she's become kind of jaded, like, whatever, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares because nobody's around. Everybody has their own plans. And it kind of comes into play when she finally meets somebody. And, of course, I don't know what the conflict should be. I don't know any of that. But basically, the main dude ends up surprising her with a surprise party where he proposes. And it's the first time everybody's ever shown up for her birthday. And she's like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's so sweet. And it's obviously about me. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. There it is.
So I had something similar. I also wanted to do a girl whose birthday was on the 4th of July.
Yes.
And I was thinking, though, to, like, tie it in with the college movies, I was thinking it's a girl who went away to college and she's in school and she got a good job over the summer, so she wasn't able to go home for summer. So she had to stay. And she meets a guy where she's going to college, it's his hometown. So he came home for summer and they are talking. He, like, works at the coffee shop in the summer, like a bake store, bookstore or something. And they start talking and hang out or whatever. And then, you know, they become good friends. And then he finds out that the 4th of July is her birthday and she's not anywhere near her family. And, like, most of her friends all went home for the summer because she just goes to college in that town. And so then he throws her a big birthday party with all of his friends from, like, his childhood that lived there and stuff. And she gets to know a lot more people in the town. And then he decides, you know what? I want to go to college in my hometown now so that they can be together.
Aww, that's cute. Okay, write it and I'll watch it.
Okay. I'll just get right on it.
Get it made.
I'll call Greg because he's better at writing than I am. Or I'll pull up my Wattpad right now. I feel like I should make like a Hallmark Stories Wattpad.
Well, you can get Greg McBride to write it and then the other Daniel Ringy to produce it. See, we can just bring them all together.
There we go. So in your movie, who would you cast as the leads?
Oh my goodness. Well, me, obviously. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. You know who I do love? Because I love her energy. And I think if you wanted to make a really 4th of July centric movie where somebody was super into the holiday or... so not for mine because they obviously wouldn't be into it at the beginning. So scratch that. Maybe you'll have to come back to me.
Okay. So I thought because it's a college movie, I really want to get more college kids... Good falling one. In love movies. I want it to be Bailey Madison, and he was in The Sweetest Heart. He's around my age also, Jordan Burchett. I think they would be so cute together, and I think they'd be cute in that movie. Or if they wanted to have it be Maurice Matthew Bond, who plays Nick on Good Witch, to have them two together in a different, like not in a brother-sister thing, but in a like romance thing, I think that would be cute also. And
that would work.
Even if they really wanted to, like if they really wanted to use Reese's actual accent, they could say she was going to college out of the country. Like she's from Texas. She's a Southern girl. And that would be even cuter because she's in Britain and they're celebrating the 4th of July for her.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, might be controversial because it's our independence from Britain. But anyways, but it would still be cute. So
that would be cute. Yeah. Oh, now I feel bad. I didn't think of actors and actresses to go with my story.
Oh, I thought you were just going to pick your two favorites.
I know, but I have a lot of favorites. It depends. Depends on what. Because I need somebody who can be, like, not moody, but, you know, just, you know, kind of over it at the beginning, but then turn into be like, yeah, I'm into it, joyous. I have to think about who that would be.
Mwah. I'm trying to think who'd, like, look good in a summer movie. I mean, all of them would look good. I mean, but.
True.
Like, summer. Like,
always looks good in summer movies because she's cute.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah. All right. So, happy 4th of July to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us and to listening to our woes about having a holiday birthdays and to listening to our ideas and our thoughts on these movies. If you guys have any thoughts or like ideas for 4th of July movies or like you want to develop either of our ideas farther, exactly. Let us know.
Yeah.
Like, go for it.
Or if you want to wish Amy a happy birthday on 4th of July, happy birthday, Amy.
Thank you. And then if you want to wish Lisa a happy birthday on July 5th, wish Lisa happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And then if you want to send either of us gifts, our P.O. box is down. I'm very, very kidding. But if you want to, I'm not sure if we're recording a Feedback Friday, but if you guys either want to send either of us birthday messages on our voicemail line for our feedback show, our voicemail line number is, let me double check and make sure I have it right. Our voicemail line number is 801-855-6407. And even if we're not on the recording for the Feedback Friday, we'll still hear it. So.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you guys right now. If I got a happy birthday message on that voicemail, that would be my most favorite thing ever. Like that would make my birthday this year.
That would be so cool.
It really would. No pressure, anybody.
Like it would be pretty cool, guys. Anyways.
Yeah.
So yes, thank you guys for listening. Is there anything else you would like to add about this, our lovely celebration of America, Lisa?
No, just happy 4th, everybody. Stay safe and point fireworks away from you.
That's good advice. That's really good advice. And keep a bucket of water nearby if you're lighting anything on fire.
Exactly.
Water is good. all right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow the Hallmarkies podcast on all of its social medias. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're on all of the podcast platforms. Make sure to go ahead and follow us over there. Go check out our Patreon if you're interested in it. Go see the lovely perks we have over there. And then Lisa, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Girl Gone Hallmark.
All right. And you can find me over on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at It's Amy Craig. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And we hope you guys have a happy 4th. Bye, guys.
Bye.